Blog Talk Radio. good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on tonight, this November the 15th, 2021, this third Monday of the month, where our speaker will be our very own evangelist, Margo McCord. I thank God for this woman of God. I thank God for everything he's doing through this ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio, because we are WWW, that means World Wide Web. We are broadcast all over the country. And I want you all to get your papers, your pencils, your notebooks, your pads, your emails together. If you want to use Word or Microsoft, whatever you're using, to type this word down, jot this word down, put this word down. You know why I know this word is going to be an awesome word on tonight? Because right before the program began to start, the enemy of my soul tried to attack me by choking me up and not allowing me to be able to speak. But all I could do was say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. This message will come out tonight. I will be a part of hearing this message on tonight, because this message is not just for you, me, and everyone else. It's also for Minister Evangelist Margo McCord. So I want you all to get excited. If we was together, I would say clap your hands right there. I would say give the woman of God an applause. I would say give God praise for the word that's going to be released on tonight. So I want you all to get excited and know that God is going to bring forth, because he's going to bring out, because he's going to release in our spirit a word from him on tonight. I want you to get excited. I want you to get excited. Because I found out when the enemy attacks like that, he's trying to keep God's will from being done. But we know that God's word will be heard in all the world. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Everything in the spirit, in the natural, everything will come subject to God's word. So you all get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Because God is going to have his way. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So let's get our add unto you on tonight. Let's get our add unto you on tonight. Get ready, people. And at the end of the program, I want you to encourage the woman of God. Speak into her life. Remind her you are the one that God called, and he called you by name. Okay, Minister Evangelist Margo, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am, Minister Sylvia. How are you? God bless you.
I'm okay. You go ahead and let God use you all tonight, because the enemy is trying to block this word, but it shall come through, and it shall come through with the power of the Holy Spirit. Some shall get delivered, some shall get saved, and some shall remain delivered and saved, but study clamming forth. It's in your hands, woman of God.
Well, praise God. We thank all of you who have joined us on tonight, and we do know that God is going to have his way tonight. We know that the enemy is busy, but we know God is almighty, and we thank him. We thank him for being with us. We thank him for being for us, because if he's for us, he's more than the world against us. So on tonight, I have a few of our regular listeners who have said that they would be part of the program tonight. And I just thank God for that. And we are going to, our atmosphere basically has been set, so we're going to continue in this atmosphere of worship with a song from my lovely niece, Cynthia Seabury, is going to favor us with a song. She has an anointed voice. God has anointed this woman with a voice to praise him. So we're going to ask her if she would sing for us, after which we are going to have a prayer. And when I say a prayer, I mean we have an intercessory prayer warrior with us tonight. We have, I'll say, Minister Carmen Dandridge is going to pray before I bring what God has given me on tonight. So let's start off. Cynthia, are you with us, dear? Cynthia? Okay. Well, maybe we can hear from Cynthia later in the program, and I'm sure that she will be a blessing when we do hear her. And so we'll begin then with our prayer warrior. Sister Carmen, are you on the line, dear?
Yes, Minister Margo.
Okay, go as God leads you.
Father God, Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just glorify, magnify, and exalt your name. We reverence you and honor you and adore you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, merciful God, merciful God, merciful God. Lord God, I'm going to go forth in the way that you led me to go, Lord God, and I know that you will always and forever get the glory, honor, and the praise. Bless your holy name, bless your holy name, bless your holy name. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Father God. And you know, at this time, in this month, this is a season of thankfulness, thanksgiving. And it should be every day, not just the month of October, but every day. So, Lord, have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to lift up a prayer, a thankful prayer to God, our Father, to God, our Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. Thank you for the baptism. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for eternity. Thank you for faith and grace and hope. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for instruction, joy, kindness, love, mercy. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for newness, Lord God, for overcoming power, quickness, revelation, salvation, testimonies, in the name of Jesus. Unification. We're unified. We're valuable witnesses. And we are the extras in the world. We are the salt of the earth. Yay, yay. We have a zeal, a zealous in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are witnesses, witnesses, bold witnesses. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the power, for we're a peculiar people. Yes, we are. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are more than enough because we're more than conquerors. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that does not go void. Thank you, Father God, for the kindness in our hearts. Father God, for your men and your women, your boys and your girls and your infant children, your unborn children. Thank you, Father God, that we are valuable to the body of believers. We are valuable to this world. We are valuable, Lord God. Thank you, because we have a witness, Lord God, Jesus Christ, who gave his life on Calvary and shed his precious blood. We are witnesses. We are witnesses in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we will go forth in the land. We will go forth with power and might. And thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Father God, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Father God, that you have men and women that love you. They love you. They seek you with their whole heart. Thank you, Father God, for just putting in us, Lord God, a joy, unspeakable joy, joy that's full of glory, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that we know, Lord God, that we have a great, 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 mighty, mighty, awesome, amazing Father who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have eternal life. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing, the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that we have been baptized. baptized in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yes, the Holy Ghost, Father God. We thank you for the Trinity. We thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Thank you for Minister Margot. Thank you for letting her go forth in power and in might, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the ears been opened, the eyes been opened, Lord God. Thank you for the heart to receive you in fullness, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that we do not shrink back. We move forward in the things of God because we know that these are the last and evil days. But we stand bold witnesses unto God, unto the north, south, east, and the west. Every man, woman, boy, girl, every child, and unborn child, we stand witnesses in the mighty name of Jesus that we are a valuable people. We are a royal priesthood. We are loved by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are loved. We are loved. And we walk in that love. We speak it. We decree it. We proclaim it over the entire earth realm in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father God, without a shadow of a doubt, whose we are, whom we are. We know, Father God, that you speak to us and we hear you. We obey you. We love you. We honor you. Respect you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that we are still yet in the land of the living to move forward in the things of God, to put our hands to the plow and not look back, but to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know all of our help coming from the Lord, that we can proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, we stand on the mighty, powerful, anointed word of God, and we will not compromise. We will not compromise, but we will be the vessels of honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for the anointing on the life of your servant, God. Thank you for her willingness to come forward at the last moment and be able to bless your people and to pave the way in the hearts and the minds and the spirits of those who are listening tonight. God, we thank you and we praise you. And yes, before I start, I just say, Lord, I ask and pray that as I go forward, that I remain focused tonight. Oh, because I stand in God's strength and not in my own. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins, for washing me in the blood of you, making this broken vessel whole again. I thank you, Lord, for using me and allowing me, little old me, to show others that we have a role, all of us, in the kingdom of God. May seed be planted tonight in the hearts of your people. Let it take root and flourish. In Jesus' name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Tonight I'd like to talk to you about surrendering. Surrender all. James 1 and 21 reads, so get rid of all uncleanness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your soul. Much personal travail has come with me saying yes to becoming an active participant in this ministry. Putting down my thoughts on paper is the easy part. The real work comes with honest self-examination of my relationship with God and my daily walk with Him. Speaking on behalf of my Heavenly Father is not something that I take lightly. Being an active, vocal representative of Christ is not something you can do part-time. This job is 24/7. No time off. No downtime. No calling in. God expects a complete, to be perfectly honest, I wanted to call in this week. As early as 2 weeks ago, I thought about asking someone to fill in for me. I tried running it by my sister, Missionary Montgomery, but she wasn't going for it. She said, pray about it. You know what that means. Step up and keep your word. Then I considered asking my sister-in-law, Carmita, and, well, I know she's busy with many other commitments, and I could also hear her asking, what's really going on with you, Margot? So there was no way out there. I had to face the fact of why. Why was I trying to put this off on someone else? Was it because I didn't want to deal with my own failure, my big failure to control my temper? Because 2 weeks ago, I failed to control my words once again. I felt unworthy to speak tonight because I had tried on my own to handle a very frustrating, seemingly overwhelming situation instead of leaving it in God's hands. And the weight of this dilemma reduced me to violent screams and torrents of complaints. Afterwards, I wept tears of regret, begged God for forgiveness, and relinquished the problem and its resolution to our Father and Lord. At that point, the Holy Spirit uncovered his ears, came in, and graciously ministered to me. He gently mended my brokenness. He dried my tears and soothed my distressed soul. Afterwards, he directed me to the word. First to Psalm 56 and 8. The New Living Translation reads, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. How much God loves us. Each tear we shed matters to God. Psalm 116 and 8 reads, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. The word of God is there to comfort us as well as correct us. And saints of God, it took me until the next morning to go to my husband and ask for his forgiveness again, which he gave without hesitation. God has blessed me with a kind, loving, and compassionate husband. But I fear my emotions, my lack of control, hinders me from having the closeness I need with God. And just as important, these outbursts keep me from being the example I need to be to win my husband for Christ. I ask for your prayers in this area of weakness because it's like a thorn in my side. I wonder if any of you have an area of weakness, a soft spot, a vulnerability that plagues you, a trait or failing that you must constantly manage or monitor. I realize I need divine intervention in this area. And I truly ask for your prayers, saints. Seriously, please pray for me. I know the word gives us many instructions on how to deal with issues or strongholds that seem to keep us on our knees in repentance before the throne of grace, seeking God's mercy. I know And if you're like me, you've prayed, you've read the scriptures, you've made promises to yourself and to our Heavenly Father, and yet still you struggle. I'll speak for me. I still struggle and stumble. I suggest to you that one of the main reasons we struggle is because the attacks we sustain are not merely against us. These attacks are on the kingdom of God that lives inside us. This war belongs to God, and he has already won. When we suffer personal defeats, it's because we have taken the battle out of God's hands and tried to control it on our own. James 4 and 7 states, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The key here, saints, is to submit, to yield oneself to the authority or the will of another, to surrender, to permit oneself to be subjected to something. Saints, we must submit. To defer to or consent to abide by the opinion or authority of another. To cease resistance. That is to resist from having things our way. We must submit. Lord, help us. Please help me to completely surrender my will, my need to control or have authority over the situations and circumstances in my life. Help me to yield my life to you, God. Help me and each person listening to abide by your sovereign authority in all things, not just some things, but all things. Lord Jesus, help your children to be completely subject to your will and your way. Dear Lord, let us, as your children, remember we have many promises of divine protection. And our inheritance of victory is recorded in your word. The Amplified Version of Isaiah 54, verses 13 and 14 read, and all your spiritual sons or children will be disciples of the Lord, and great will be the well-being of your sons. You will be firmly established in righteousness. You will be far from even the thought of oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. And verse 17 states, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed. And I add, even if the weapon is one of our own making, even if we ourselves have devised the weapon or allowed it to fester within our minds, our hearts, or our dispositions, in every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. As God's children, we can rely on him for every need. There's nothing we cannot bring to him in prayer. There's nothing that we can do to separate ourselves from his love. His love is never ending. It heals, delivers, strengthens, and restores. His love protects us and rescues us from any and every storm, even the storms we make and manufacture ourselves. Our loving Father covers and shields us from the snares, the wiles, and traps of the enemy. His love enables each of us to become a living testament of his goodness, his righteousness, faithfulness, and strength. As I looked more carefully at what occurred a few weeks ago and considered the ongoing battle I have with my emotions, I realized what was really happening was not so much my desire to control the situation, but the flare-up was basically a failure of my faith. It was not my temper that was in control. It was my fear. Fear had manifested itself in anger, and I lashed out because I was afraid. Even though I know God is a deliverer. He is a deliverer. He has delivered me many times, but yet I was afraid. I know God said in his word in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. But saints, I was afraid. All I could see were the myriad of problems. All I could feel were the mounting pressures of the circumstances. All I could focus on were the impossibilities. And I confess to you, I was deathly afraid. God knows I nearly buckled under the weight. I almost crumbled under the enemy's attack, but God cradled me in his arms and gently removed out of my feeble hands the impossible and reminded me he has always been there. And all I need to do is believe to believe. With God, all things are possible. But like the Father in Mark 9:24, I cried out in tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help my unbelief, Father. I know. God said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you help me. That you help me and you help your children with whatever issue or circumstance we are facing. We submit it to you, Lord. We turn it over to you completely. We surrender it to you. We give it with the authority to you to handle it as you see fit. Dear God, give us the discipline to leave it in your hands, no matter what we see or feel, no matter the noise and the lies that well up from the enemy of our souls, we commit all things, especially those secret thoughts, those intimate areas of weakness. We place them in your hands and we declare, no matter how many times we have to come to you about these issues, we will come. We will continue to surrender to you, to be taught by you, to be perfected by you, to recognize that some issues we carry can only be conquered by you, God, and you alone. As Jesus told his disciples in Mark 9:29, this kind of unclean spirit cannot come out by anything but prayer to the Father. Lord Jesus, I ask you to cast out the unclean spirit of fear in whatever form it has taken in all of those listening and in everyone they love and pray for. I cast out the unclean spirit of fear in the form of depression. Please, In Jesus' name, you have no place here. I cast out the unclean spirit of fear in the form of anxiety. Leave here. Leave us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, you have no place here. Dear Lord, whatever form fear has taken in the lives of the saints, it must leave and be cast again into the pit of hell from which it has come. Fear in the form of procrastination, it must go. Fear in the form of addiction, it must go. Fear in the form of self-pity, it must go. We cast all of its forms and disguises. Fear, you must leave and lose your hold. Hallelujah. You must leave in the name of Jesus. All fear and evil and unseen and vicious spirits, you must release and leave God's children and return no more. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Your plan is defeated. You cannot plague us with fear any longer. Lord God in heaven, I thank you for hearing our declarations and establishing your word in each of us. I thank you for casting out the spirit of fear. I thank you for your word in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, for your word. When we are afraid, let us go to your word for strength. In Psalm 56:3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Finally, saints, I pray that we each live out our faith in strength each day, that we trust God despite of our bouts with fear. This is a lifelong pursuit to follow Jesus and to trust him completely with our lives. Let's go forward trusting God, believing his word, reaching out to him in sincerity when we stumble, standing strong in his love and strength, knowing his love will never fail, trusting God to increase our faith. As we surrender every situation to God, we can rest in his victory and in his peace. Dear saints of God, please consider these things. Selah. The program is back in your hands, Minister Sylvia. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for the word on tonight,
amen.
On today.
Amen.
And Evangelist Margot had a text conversation, and I didn't know why God had me to text certain things, but I do now. And it's so good when you can hear from God when he tells you what to share with someone, and they know that you didn't know anything about what you were saying. But I thank God for this woman of God releasing on tonight to let us know not only did she stumble, not only is she struggling, but she knew where to turn because she called it out by name. I told her on today, God called you by name, and on today God was able to let her know what to call it by. I thank God for this woman of God. I want you all to take this time to encourage the woman of God because I know as people on the line want to talk and want to encourage her, but let's be mindful and give other people time to talk and let this woman of God know that she is the one that God called because a lot of times we don't know that it's okay. It's in the word that we're going to struggle. We're going to have problems, but you got to stay focused. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing us tonight. The lines are open.
Good evening, Minister Kaiser and Minister Margot. This is Carmita talking. Margot, you, as usual, you give us a lot to unpack. I want to first start out, though, the prayer from Sister Carmen was amazing. Yeah. And everything here connected together. When Minister Kaiser started out, salvation and deliverance, and then the prayer, it put into mind Philippians 1:19, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for our deliverance. So I want to thank all of you for that and also for the teachings on tonight, Minister Mervil. I can understand, and we all at some point in time go through the same thing you do. I was just recently telling you on Saturday, I was all discombobulated, and Erica said, I just get unraveled. I go from 0 to 10 in 2 seconds. But what you have to remember is when emotions overwhelm you, and you simply don't know what to do, the next thing is prayer. Pray to God for tranquility. It is easier said than done because we're human. We're human. And what I would like also to say, Margot, Minister Margot, not only does teaching us every third Monday give you a spiritual release, and also you're following the word of God, because it also says in the Bible, but whoever keeps his word truly, the love of God is perfected in him. This is a walk in step by step. And as long as you can stop and see where your mistakes are, all is not lost. You call on God and he will correct you. And what you have gone through and what you have experienced makes you more in tune to your spiritual blessings. Instead of always dwelling on physical things, once you stop and realize what you've done and you ask for that forgiveness and you're showing humility and you have faith in God, you have all of that. You just stumble, and that's all. But you give us hope and inspiration along this journey that you're taking because you're still, you're doing God's mission. So always keep that in mind. In examining yourself, you mentioned that, is good, and you are not a failure. Your faith is not failing you. You just have to learn how to stop, take a breath, pray. Then, because once you do that, the decisions you make will be wiser and not so emotionally charged. So I want to thank you for this lesson because this is a lesson I need as well.
Amen.
Back to you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Anyone else would like to speak at this time?
Hallelujah. This is Sister Carmen. Oh, my God. Merciful God, merciful God. Minister Margot, you just, I'm in awe of how God just uses you for his glory. Because a lot of us, we are all going through things. The devil, he knows these are his last days. And he's coming to the battle with everything he got, using everybody he thinks he can use. And as I say, we're not coming to the battle with a toothpick in our mouth. We're coming to the battle to fight the devil with everything from Genesis to Revelation. And you just keep fighting that devil because he knows. Your husband is saved by the sanctified wife. You speak it and decree it and proclaim it every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. You take back what the devil has stolen from you.
Amen.
You have a testimony. You have a ministry. And we thank God for the transparency. We thank God that you're transparent, that you're speaking those things that a lot of people don't want to speak. Everything ain't goody-goody. Do you not know? I had a prophetic word, and the enemy came in like a flood for somebody. But do you know that God did not allow me to be defeated and feel like he's not going to use me again? Because he will use us, because we are witnesses. We believe in him. We believe in the cross. And because you believe in the cross, you're going to pick it up every time, and you're going to move, and you're going to stand, and you're going to fix that cross wherever it needs to be affixed. Because you know you have power to tread up on that lion, that scorpion, that dragon, that adder, that young lion, that devil. We have that battle axe. cut that. We got to cut that double neck off. And we can do it as a unified body. When you know you're going through, when you know you need, we are called as intercessors to intercede on behalf of each other.
Yes, sir.
God's sons and daughters. So we're interceding. We're interceding. Do you know what you think happened? The devil meant to take it to 100 degrees worse than what you think happened. But God blocked it. And God, you had enough in your heart, love for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and God moved on your heart. He moved in the situation, and he will continue. For his glory, his glory, his glory. And we love you, we love you, we love you, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you so much, Sister Donna. God bless you.
Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Hello, this is Cecilia. Oh, go ahead, Missionary Margo. I mean, Tony.
Just to join in with the saints, just to give a word of encouragement, such an amazing word of God.
Yeah.
That we would just seek his face, starting with the prayer, and then that's just to surrender all. Surrender all. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And to give it all to him. And that he then will take care of every one of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Yeah.
I thank Margot for being obedient. There's something about being obedient to God that it gives him room to move on in our life situations. And we look around and we say, I don't think we're going to come out that way. But God. But God.
But God.
He has the answer already, and so I just want to encourage you to just keep on keeping on. Do what the Lord tells you to do as you bless the body of Christ, and he's going to bless you right back. Thank you so much. Love you, sis. And love you, too. Thank you, Cecilia and Sylvia, for being faithful to the Lord, for doing what he called you to do. That as you do that, you bless the body of Christ, and we are so, so thankful for y'all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Missionary. Is there anyone else at this time?
Yes, I would like. My name is
Catherine.
It's Aunt Catherine Seabury Margo. You did a beautiful job. I'll be looking forward to every third Monday to hear you come on. God is using you. He did a beautiful, beautiful job.
Amen.
And may you continue, keep going on, and you're going to let God use you. Keep letting God use you. You're doing a beautiful job. So, I love you. Just keep living for God. May God bless you. I love
God
you, Margo.
We love you, man.
Amen. Apostle Elect, did you want to speak?
Yes, I just wanted to say to Minister Margo, thank you for your transparency, and realize that when the enemy comes in at you, usually in a reoccurring manner, we have the ability to remember that these kind, there's some these kind that we have to actually go after. And when you corporately go after them, those thieves kinds, they can't stand it. So pray about these kinds, because they have to go. And I'm speaking from experience, because I had something happen to me that I found myself in tears because I was so angry. And God reminded me, he says, those are thieves kinds. And in a session, it's not just praying for you. We can, these kind. We all can fast and pray for one another. I just wanted to speak that and pray to God about it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who'd like to encourage the woman of God on tonight?
Yes, this is Felicia Perkins. A lifelong friend of Minister Margot. And I just wanted to say this was an awesome message. Just awesome. And we, you know, we know that it was a message from the Lord. And you have allowed him to use you to bless us. And, you know, Margot, you've been sending me prayers, and I play them over and over again. This is a message that I need to have so that I can listen to it over and over. I mean, it's still going through my mind as I speak. You know, I'm trying to remember everything. I want to be focused on those important points that you made, which were many.
Amen.
This was a blessing. I thank you, my sister, for letting the good Lord use you to bless us, his people. Just continue. Keep on doing what you're doing, my sister. Love you much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For those that want to hear it again, it's in our archives page, Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, on Facebook. It'll be up, and you can listen to it over and over and over. After about an hour, after the program ends, it would be up for you to hear it again. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Hello, this is Sister Felicia. I just wanted to say that prayer set the atmosphere from Sister Dandridge. It was awesome. It set the atmosphere.
Yeah.
When the saints work together. Wow.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time? Okay, well, we're going to thank everyone for tuning in. I know everybody was blessed on tonight, even myself. Like I said, when we could come to an understanding that we're not the only ones struggling. We're not the only ones stressing. We're not the only ones that's going through. We're not the only ones that stumbled. When we understand that in the Word of God, we have a way out. Because when we come to ourselves, like Minister Margot said on tonight, we repent. God will touch our heart, and he will touch other hearts to receive us. I want you all to know that. Don't ever get caught up that you think you've done something so wrong that God said, I'm through with you. Only we do that.
Amen.
Amen. Only we.
Amen.
We don't give you no second chance. We don't give you another chance, and we tell you, I'm sick and tired of all the chances I done given you. Only we do that. But if we stay focused, if we just stay focused, and with Minister Margot being just transparent to let us know that this ain't the first time it happened and ain't the second time. She said it happened again. Some of y'all think some of us missed that word, again. But she said again, she went and repented. So if we just understand that we do serve a good God, an awesome God, an all-time God, once we get that in our heart and our mind, and as Apostle had said, we start praying and seeking the word about these times, we're going to conquer this problem. Our foundation of scripture, I'm going to repeat it. It says, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I told you all tonight we was going to get some add-ons. So tonight we had the struggle. It was added on to us about stressing. It was added on to us about the stumbling. It was added on to us about these paths. So now that we got the remedy to what we need, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Minister Margot, baby, you set the atmosphere on tonight.
A lot of times
we hooping and hollering and screaming, but baby, you gave something for the heart to ponder on. As an old our heart can ponder on it, and we can lay an assurance that Jesus is ours. God, I thank you for the word.
My God.
I thank you for the word on tonight. I'm going to give our closing remark, and I'm going to give it back to Minister Margot so she can close out however she wants. I hope Minister Cynthia made it to the service on tonight because God is God. So if you all enjoy Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, that's worldwide web, please share with your family and your friends.
Amen.
Please continue to support us. We're not just here on Mondays. This Monday was the third Monday. We know that Minister Margot ministers every third Monday of the month. We also have Missionary Tony Montgomery and Minister Ron Montgomery. They ministers on the fourth Monday of the month. So the next Monday coming up, they will be on the line ministering about families, the biblical way, not some kind of way. Not the other way, but God's way, about marriage, about family. So this ministry is a ministry that's been anointed and appointed and put in place by God. There's nothing that you need that you won't find in Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. That program will start at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday night. We're back here on Friday night at 9 p.m. with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and a prophet, Antoine Thomas. We minister on that program, Smile 3E. That program is called Let's Talk, and that's at 9 p.m. So this Friday coming up will be my turn to minister at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. But I want to give you all our Sunday morning time. That's in the daytime on Sundays while you're getting ready to go to church, you're driving to go to church, or you coming in from church, depending on the service. Our very own apostle, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, they will be on Blog Talk at 9:30 a.m. ministering God's word. So please share this ministry with your family and friends and let them know that God has something for you on this line. And at this time, I'm giving it back to Minister Margot for to give us her closing remarks.
God bless you all, saints. Appreciate all of the support, all of the words. And I just like to say that, I just leave you with this thing that the Lord really put on my heart. So much of what we deal with is rooted in fear. We need to understand that and understand that God said, fear not. He told us that we are to be strong and to be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. So I just thank you all. We've got some interference, so I'm just going and just, again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Continue to support the ministry and pray for our founders, which are Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. God, we ask you to bless them immensely. Each tonight, God, I just feel a special need to just bless them, God. Meet needs, whatever they
have. Amen.
Just please help them to understand that they're exactly where you want them. And you will get the glory from them following the direction that you put on their lives. Thank you, God, again, for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for ministering to all of us on tonight. And we will give you the praise forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love you all. God bless.
Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.